Welcome to the Creative Mind Smart Money Podcast, where we turn financial confusion into creative confidence. I'm Samantha Eck, bookkeeper and fractional CFO for creative entrepreneurs. Each week, I'm sharing my financial expertise and actionable strategies to help you build a thriving creative business. Plus, you'll hear from industry experts who bring fresh perspectives on growing your business beyond the numbers. Because building a successful creative business starts with strong financial foundations. Your next chapter starts now. Most creative business owners can tell you their revenue offhand. Very few of them can tell you their break-even, which is the exact number their business needs to make every single month just to cover the bills, pay themselves a baseline, and stay solvent. Welcome back to another episode of Creative Minds Smart Money, where today we're diving into break even. Without that number, every pricing decision will end up running on hope, and every hiring conversation is just running on guessing. It also affects that, should I take the project question? And it leaves you with that gut feeling of, should I? Break even is just the anchor number in a business. It's the number one number every other decision references, and it's the number most creative business owners have never actually calculated for their own business, nor have they ever thought about, because who really cares about a break-even number? I just want to make money. I want to be profitable. But break-even is definitely one of the most important numbers that we can have in our business, and one of the most important numbers that we can reflect on to see our success of our business. So, of course, if you're new to finance and you're new to talking about numbers, you're like, hey, Samantha, what is a break-even? Like, I don't understand what you're even talking about. What is a break-even point? Break-even is more than just revenue equals expenses. That definition is just your operating break-even, and it doesn't even leave you room to pay yourself. That is such a danger zone because, like I've said before, paying yourself is so important. When you are looking at your real break-even, you look at several different things. You look at your fixed costs, and your fixed costs are things like your subscriptions. There are things like the rent that you have for your building. There are things like your employees. There are things like utilities, anything that you have that is generally a fixed cost. And a fixed cost does not mean that the costs cannot fluctuate. So, for example, with utilities and power and things like that, those costs generally fluctuate up and down. We can have $120 one month or $112 another month. A fixed cost is generally something that you have to pay every month that needs to be accounted for. So we have your fixed monthly costs plus your minimum owner's pay. So the amount that you need to pay yourself, the bare minimum that you need to pay yourself in order to feel like you are being successful. And this is not saying, oh, that's all we're ever going to pay. This is like your floor for yourself. I need to make this much in order to live the life that I want to live. This is my bare minimum. And usually that's when we look at it. We say, okay, like, what do you need for groceries? What do you need for this? Obviously, we want to make more than that, but break even again, we're just calculating that bare minimum owner's pay. We also want to include a tax reserve percentage, which means looking at your local state, seeing what kind of taxes we need to be setting aside for, whether that's 25%, whether that's 35%, whatever it is, whatever we need to be setting aside for, and then also adding in a small buffer for savings and things like that. Now, the three most commonly missed pieces when we think about our break-even and things that we are talking about with our break-even are our subscriptions. There are software subscriptions that we've forgotten about. So if you're not keeping track of this, and if we've been working on cash flow and things like that, you guys should be keeping track of this. You guys should have some sort of list somewhere. Subscriptions that maybe you signed up for years ago or months ago that you don't even use anymore that are still being charged to your card. You just weren't aware that they were being charged. Now you're looking at it and you're saying, oh my gosh, like, where did this subscription come from? So that's obviously one of the missed pieces. Professional development pieces. So when we're thinking about professional development, is if you're going out and doing networking, maybe you have BNI, maybe you have, you know, a local chamber of commerce that you're going out to, kind of including that in your break even, because if that's important to you and that you feel like is bringing you business and that's something that you feel like is very necessary, that's something we want to think about. And then obviously that tax bucket as well is one of those big ones that obviously gets missed very commonly. A lot of people tend to forget to include that in their break-even. Like, why would I need to include my taxes? Because when you do, that's when you know, okay, I need to make this much to be above my break-even line, right? Now, there are actually three different break-evens that are worth knowing separately. First is your survival break-even. So this is the bare minimum to keep the lights on. Again, this is where we're talking about. This is everything that we are calculating that you can have to just survive in business. Then we also have your operating break-even, which is revenue that covers all expenses, but with no owner's pay. So we subtract that owner's pay from there. We do still want to know that operating break-even, but that's not necessarily something that we want to hit. And then there's your target break-even. This is what you actually need to hit your income goals, plus any sort of reserves or any goals that you have in mind, anything like that. Break-even is not really crazy. It's not something that should be foreign to you. It's not something that should be stressful to you. It is very clean and very simple. It's essentially what you need to make in order to meet your targets. Anything above that is, you know, extra money that we can put towards other areas, but your break-even is like, that's what I need to make, your bare minimum. So for example, let's say for me, with all of my subscriptions, with my OBM, with everything that I have in my business, I can say like, okay, you know, I need to make $3,000 a month, bare minimum, in order to be successful. Why does your break-even matter? Well, break-even isn't just a one-time calculation. I know it seems like it can be, but it does move because every time you hire, every time you add software, every time you change your space or you shift your owner's pay, maybe you add another client and you're like, hey, I want to shift my owner's pay. It fluctuates, right? Our break-even is going to go from 3,000 to 4,000, maybe 4,000 to 5,000, whatever it is. When we add employees, we add costs and we also subtract costs or we add income. That's when our break-even is going to change. We want to recalculate our break-even quarterly at a bare minimum because every big business change is going to get you some sort of fresh number to look at, something that we want to just kind of be keeping an eye on. Creatives, especially creatives in the space that we're in, tend to underestimate their break-even. And by doing so, hidden costs tend to get missed. Things like I was mentioning software subscriptions that you've missed. Maybe you forgot to calculate what your contract laborer makes. Maybe you forgot some other things. Those hidden costs are going to get missed. And then your owner's pay gets skipped entirely. And this is why I'm saying when we calculate that break even, you're already accounting for yourself. So you're already saying that you're going to be making money. A lot of creative business owners will start a business and not even think about paying themselves. They won't even think about getting themselves a paycheck. And that's a huge problem because if you're not actually looking at paying yourself, you're missing out on being able to create a business that can support you. And you can. I promise you, you can. It's just a matter of knowing these numbers and knowing them. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, well, I know my numbers, Samantha. I know exactly how much I make. I know what revenue I make. I know what profit I make. But again, those are only small pieces of a very large picture. When you're only looking at certain numbers and you're not looking at everything that encompasses your business, you're missing out on so much. And this is where I'm saying, like, you need a finance person because you as a business owner are often not thinking about these numbers because you're looking at your business in a very different perspective than I would be looking at your business as. When you know your break even, there's a number of things that are going to change and there's a number of things that are going to allow you to, you know, kind of flourish a little bit. Obviously, there's some things that need more pieces than just the break even, but your pricing is going to get more confident because you're going to know exactly how much you need to make. And we can even calculate your break even per client. That's where we can get into the nitty gritty. That's also a profitability piece. That's where we're kind of looking at everything and saying, okay, well, here's what we need to really be profitable per person. You can say no to bad fit work. Because obviously that's easier. You can look at that and say, you know what, that we're not going to break even on this project. Just can't take it. We're not going to be able to do that. That anxiety that you have and that question of, am I making enough, is going to get replaced by the clarity of, I know exactly what enough looks like. Because with that break even, it's very plain. It's very clear to you. You can look at everything and say, I need to be making this much in order to be successful. Now, when you actually know your break even, it's going to drive every other decision in your business. And you might be like, how, Samantha? That doesn't make any sense. Because every offer you sell should be priced against a percentage of your monthly break even, not against what a competitor charges. So instead of looking at other people and saying, oh, you know, Mary Sue charges $400 a month, I'm going to also follow what Mary Sue does and charge $400 a month. You're going to be able to look at your break even. You're going to be able to look at your profitability and say, oh, okay, I actually need this much to be able to break even. I can afford to bring on this person for, you know, $500 a month. And that's my bare minimum. That's exactly what I need to do. Your pricing floor is whatever your break-even math supports. So with that break-even, you know that you can't go below that, because you know that anything that you quote below that is subsidizing the work with your own money. So if you're looking at your break-even and you're like, okay, in order to be successful on every project, I need to make at least $500, and you're quoting $400, you already know that it's not right. You already know that that's not going to be able to work for you. You already know that that is going to cause you to have some sort of issue in the future. Your break even is going to reshape the hiring conversation, because every new team member adds to your break even. So the revenue they enable has to be greater than the added break even, not just any revenue at all. So again, that's where we have that confidence in knowing, can I hire? Can I afford to hire? Is this something that I can do? Because once we have that break even and we know, okay, this is how much we need to account for hiring. This is how much we need to account for all this stuff. And we look at everything and we bring in a new client. That's where we can say, yes, this is going, I'm going to be able to not only just pay for my employee, but I'm also going to be able to pay myself, pay for everything else, because we know exactly what chunk of each employee goes everywhere. And I did this with a client similar to something we built, what we called a ladder, and we essentially chunked out every client that came in. So should a client come in at $800, we looked at that and we said, okay, we want 10% of that to go towards in a bump increase for our OBM. We want 10% to go towards the savings goal. We want another 10% to, or, you know, we need 25% to account for the employees and who was going to be working on it. So we knew exactly what her break even was on each client and each project. And then, of course, using that break even in client negotiations, knowing that a project covers 40% of your monthly versus 8% of your monthly, changes what you'll accept. It also changes what you'll counter. Like, so if someone says, oh, you know, that seems a little bit high to me, you can say, you know what? I'm sorry. Then we're not going to be able to work together. It gives you that confidence in knowing and that power to be able to say no, right? Because a lot of times when we're looking at things and we're saying, you know, oh, I can afford to go a little bit lower, that's fine. If someone comes back and says, I can't afford that, you're going to look at your numbers and say, you know, I could probably afford to go a little bit lower. But if you know your break even and you know that you can't afford to go any lower, you can be like, I'm sorry, this is the lowest I can go. That's not a good fit for you. I completely understand. It just gives you that ability to do so. Now, if your revenue is lumpy or it's seasonal, monthly break even is the wrong lens, right? We need to actually look at an annual break even, which is divided across your actual earning pattern, which is closer to what a real cash flow forecast does. That's what we do when we look at your cash flow forecast. And we actually look at break even in your cash flow forecast. So this is all part of that. It's all part of that bigger picture that we are looking at. Now, what it means when your break even is bigger than what you can realistically hit month over month, that's a structural signal about your business, and it's information you need before you stack more decisions on top of it. So if you're looking and you're saying, my break even is 5,000 and I'm only making 3,000, that's what we really need to be looking at our business and saying, like, what do we have here that we need to be letting go of? And of course, I've said this before, but I'm someone who's not necessarily always like, oh, we should cut. We should cut. Sometimes cutting is necessary. Sometimes it's not. So we, again, need to look at that bigger picture. We need to look at everything that we have in front of us in order to be able to determine if that's what's going to work for us. Now, what are the signs that you need to be looking at your break-even, or signs that you need to actually acknowledge your break-even? And, you know, like, what do we need to be actually looking at? So obviously, the signs of running without knowing your break-even are variable, but they're pricing that feels arbitrary. So if your pricing feels like it's kind of just something that you have, that's a sign that you need to really be analyzing your break-even, analyzing your profitability to understand what your business has. you take on work that you regret. So maybe you take on a project and then 3 months from now, you're like, I don't know why I took on that project. It just wasn't worth all the hassle and the work. Cash feels tight even in months that looked good on your profit and loss. Again, this is where we're saying that's why we need that cash flow forecast. That's why we need this break even. Your break even is so essential and so important to your business. It's not an optional number that you need to be looking at. It's something that's very essential. Now, obviously the math itself takes like 30 minutes with clean books, but the impact of knowing the number is going to last years because it changes every decision that you're going to have downstream. Again, it changes your conversations with clients. It changes your pricing. It changes just everything that you have about it. Now, real break-even math is one of the first numbers I put in front of a business owner when we start working together. We look at their expenses. We look at their income. We look at what they want to be paying themselves. We look at if they're setting aside for taxes. We look at all this stuff. And if you've been operating on estimation instead of a real number, it's fixable. And again, like I said, that change is going to hit every decision that we have that's coming downstream. So if you want to have that conversation, that's something that we can definitely have. It's definitely something that we talk about in Wildfire with profitability, with cash flow, with everything like that, which is exactly what you need if you are looking for something even bigger. Okay, so break-even is the foundational number of a business. You either know it or you don't, and you're just guessing at it. Guessing is going to cost you money in ways you can't see until you see the numbers on paper. And I want to make that clear again. It is going to cost you money unless you can see it on paper. And so many business owners are like, I don't need to look at it. I don't need to be analyzing it. I don't need to even be worried about it. But if you're not looking at it, it's going to cost you until you actually do. And once you know the real break-even number, every pricing, hiring, and spending decision after that is going to get so much easier because you have something to anchor it against, right? And I've talked about this before, but when you have something to anchor your numbers against, you lose that feeling of guessing. You lose that feeling of the unknown. And you feel that confidence and you feel like you can do things in business in a different way. As always, you guys, if you enjoyed this episode, please like it, share it, subscribe. Make sure that you tell your friends about our podcast so that we can get more listeners on here and keep creating content for you. As always, if you need anything, feel free to reach out on Instagram or my email, samantha@firestormfinance.com. I wish you guys a fantastic week ahead. We'll see you next week. Farewell, my fellow travelers.